Welcome, everybody, to another 11 p.m. nightcap. Krista, stop in with a hello and the big happy frog faces and some hearts. Good to see you, as always. Hope you're doing well. I am going to Mother Nature needs to stop being so hormonal. I know. It's like, okay, will you just pick a season and just stay with it until it's time to, like, go to the next one? Goodness gracious. I want to quickly share something I did. That's me. Hello, pulpit. So, the other night when I was talking about the trailer hitch thing that I had, so I did pop the center out of it, and what I made was a bright glow-in-the-dark. Look how bright that is. I made a glow-in-the-dark insert. It's not the best coverage in the world. But as you can see, it puts out a fair amount of light. Like, that's pretty bright, right? Kind of cool. The glow-in-the-dark paints you can get if you buy your own glow-in-the-dark paint, they really work. They really have a bright disposition to them. And I only charged this up for 5 minutes, just using that neon sign. So if this was out in the sun for most of the day, by the nighttime you'd have a cool glow. And what I thought was neat about that is, hey, then if I'm shopping or I'm somewhere, wherever, and I want to find my truck, it's very easy to just be like, look for the blue glow. I don't necessarily have to use the little alarm blip. I can just look for my glow. Kind of fun. I bought these to make my own set of night sights on a firearm, which worked okay, worked fairly decent. The stuff is weird. It's like a sticky, gritty sort of a substance. This hasn't entirely dried yet. It's still got some drying left to do. I wish it was warm and sunny because it would be perfect to put this out in the sun and let it totally dry. And then what I'm going to do is, if you do get a glow-in-the-dark paint like this, get some really good clear nail polish. And then paint over the top of it so that you seal it in so that this glow-in-the-dark material doesn't get rubbed or scraped off. But man, I was like, that's pretty cool. Like, it, look, seriously, look how bright that is. That's pretty wild, right? I mean, it was bright enough when I was walking out here in the basement in the dark. I could almost use it like a mini flashlight. Which is another cool thing about having something that's a glow-in-the-dark like that, is if you got it bright enough and put it in some sort of lens, you could almost have a little bit of a flashlight. But if you're interested in that sort of thing, Amazon sells a whole bunch of cool... See, I don't think hairspray wouldn't quite as work, because I don't... I mean, it might work, honestly. It might. That might be okay. The only thing about hairspray is it's kind of sticky, right? The nail polish, once it dries and hardens, especially if you use like a hair dryer to really dry it out, that tends to make a little bit of a smoother, non-tacky surface. There's no reason why you couldn't try it. It would certainly keep it from getting scuffed. But yeah, it's a weird surface. It's like kind of gritty. And I did this so quick. I just took the bottle and went, and then just kind of mashed it around. You can see where there's like, you know, when you hold it up really close, it's almost kind of a smiley face. But like, at a distance, you can't really see that. You just see the light, which is kind of neat. It's the luminescence used to poison Edmund O'Brien in DLA. I mean, I don't think so, because this isn't, This isn't like a tritium insert where there's like nuclear material, right? This is I don't think quite the same thing, but I certainly wouldn't want to eat it. I wouldn't recommend eating. This is a do not eat. So don't eat it. But it's otherwise I think it's mostly okay. It's not like nuclear radiation material. Think I need that purple back. It's just enough of a better light. That's better. Paler? I think we'll stick with that one. That's not bad. But hey, a cheers to you all this evening. Hope you're all doing well. Mean, some of that stuff, like the one firearm that I had, I mean, that's like, the tritium night sights or whatever, that is like a nuclear material. So you don't have to charge that up with light at all. Like that just glows. And I don't know for how many thousands of hours it glows. A long time. Eventually, I think you do have to, replace it, but it lasts a long time. And they even have some crazy stuff now, like some of those tiny little like LED that they last like 5,000 hours or something like that on like one tiny little battery. But yeah, isn't that cool? Like, I don't know if you saw it when I had the lights off, but like it glows pretty bright. It makes me happy. I thought what would be cool with that is if you, I don't know, if you had something on like a garage door or something like sort of floor or something, and you put a little bit of that maybe on like your, I don't know, if you had trouble seeing something, like if you had a step or something like that at night it was hard to see something, Krista was just about ready to watch Transformers and then got the notification. Yeah. I mean, Transformers will be there tomorrow. But the Nightcap show is here for only 60 days. No, wait. It's, I mean, I appreciate everybody being here live, truly. And so, as we talk about today's episode, and I'm going to be very interested in the spread of answers here. But I was going to talk a little bit about cartoons. And one of the reasons why I was going to talk about cartoons is because I saw a GIF today that was a segment of a cartoon. And I'm going to explain why I'm going to say cartoon in air quotes. Called Barefoot Jen. And Barefoot Jen was a manga series that was written and designed by somebody who survived the Hiroshima bombing. And so this cartoon that follows the manga is about a boy who survives the bombing. And then basically him adventuring through post-apocalyptic Japan. And this cartoon at the beginning has sequences that are nightmarish of people in a nuclear blast. Geez, there's sequences of like a house falling, and apparently they were all inspired by real stuff. That were reports of people that survived the bomb blast. And you watch it and it's just, oh my God, is it like, I mean, it was creeping me out. Like it's some fucking serious shit. And apparently it gets even worse later on. But that made me just think back to anime and cartoons and Pixar and all that stuff going all the way back to flipping stuff in a flip book. Like the true old school penny arcades, where you'd put your eyes in a little viewfinder, and there's like a light, and you'd spin a thing, and it would show like an animated cartoon. And I thought what was fascinating was, in Red Dead Redemption 2, in the West, they have these little areas you can go to in the game where it's like a tent. And in the tent, they have basically a light projector with these little slides that were like rudimentary, either pictures or drawings. And I guess on the railroads, that was like when they were like building the Transcontinental Railroad, there were some entrepreneurs who basically would bring pictures of cities and stuff like that. And it was basically this rudimentary slideshow, and I think that was powered by a bunch of candles behind some focusing apparatus, that would then shine it through. And then there was a, screen at the front. And you got to figure, man, the fidelity of that probably wasn't very good. Now you imagine a lot of people probably didn't have great eyesight. And that was when I imagine glasses and stuff like that were fairly expensive. But then they moved up to having slides that were basically a story. And then, of course, again, the penny arcade. And I'm like, how much that has advanced in this cartoon anime thing of showing this bombing, was filed under next level because the animation and the detail is incredible. And that's a far cry from the Saturday morning cartoons and shit that I used to watch. So as we get back to the chat, the question I would pose to some of the people who are listening here live is, when you were younger, did you like cartoons? And if you did, which cartoons did you like and why? Dash V asks, though, why watch Megan Fox when you can watch the Foxy Gargoyle? Because Megan Fox is regarded as one of the, or was anyway, like one of the most beautiful people in the world, and I look like a hamburger. It's a tough decision, but apparently you know my answer. Although I gotta say, my voice is way better than Megan Fox's, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm a better actress than she is too. So, one hand, other hand. Yeah, magic lanterns. Magic lantern. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And you gotta imagine even something like this, like a simple glow in the dark panel. I mean, how incredible that would have been. And you gotta figure like people running into lines and cords and all that stuff, and oh no, just paint this glow in the dark stuff on the wheels of your wagon, and you're out in the sun all day, and then at night you always know where your wagon is at, so you won't get lost and blah 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 blah. But like cartoons, just the idea of like the animation and what used to be like literally one guy sitting and drawing all the frames by hand, and then them getting advanced and making, transparency so that you had backgrounds that you could reuse, and developing an art style guide so that a whole team of artists could draw the characters where they all look the same. Like that was that was always like wild to me, right? King Dinosaur stopping with a big hello. King Dinosaur, how you doing? But Krista says that Saturday morning cartoons were all that in a bag of chips. But she always looked forward to the New Kids on the Block cartoon. That was actually a cartoon. I didn't know that was a cartoon. Was it just like their adventures? Well, that's kind of wild. Dash says he's legit a Megan Fox admirer. Almost speaking of cartoons. You liked the Michael Bay Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You wish haters hadn't gotten the movie trilogy canceled. I don't think I saw those. I think part of the reason why I didn't was because I had such memories of the ones when I was younger. I didn't want that ruined. So I just didn't. Black cats loved cartoons, and there were plenty. Well, which ones did you have any in particular that you really liked? King Dinosaur liked Hong Kong Phooey. It was like the karate dog, wasn't it? I mean, I guess Kung Fu dog. Wasn't he like a dog? Top Cat and Deputy Dog. McGill's. So I've heard of Top Cat and Deputy Dog. But I have never heard of McGill's gorilla. What is Magilla gorilla? What was that even? What was that about? I mean, obviously, I would imagine a gorilla, but voiced by Scatman Crothers. I miss Scatman Crothers. Megan Fox is April O'Neil. Load. I haven't seen those remakes, so I imagine she's probably fantastic. But I actually thought the actress that played April O'Neil in the original live-action movies did a perfect job at it because she was cute without being, I don't know, overly sexual. Just like I thought Elias Koteas was honestly perfect as Casey Jones. Like, that just worked. The cast just worked. The Michael Bay movies were a love letter of the cartoons of our childhood. Much of the hate, I guess, is folks that wanted to be a dark interpretation. Well, I will have to take your word for it. I haven't seen those. I am not a big Michael Bay fan. As a matter of fact, I kind of dislike the individual. So I've avoided a lot of the stuff that he has put out. I think the last movie that I saw was maybe one of the Transformers movies. But I don't know, I'm hit or miss with his flicks. But I you know, you can enjoy a lot of that stuff, especially if you just go, look, it's just a bubblegum fun thing. Like, don't try to take it too serious. So maybe I'll have to watch those. I admittedly have not seen any of those new Teenage Mutant. And I like the cartoons. I thought the cartoons were a lot of fun. Deputy Dog had a sad voice, very sad. Mr. Magoo had a sad voice. I don't think Mr. Magoo's voice was sad. He was kind of like, "Whoa, what's happening?" Mr. Magoo is fantastic. Just like a combination of Three Stooges in like Charlie Chaplin level. Like, it's just a guy who can't see, who just kind of bumbles and stumbles around and somehow ends up on top. Somebody rescued a nice gorilla from the store. Was it McGill? You're sad you never got a proper Inspector Gadget movie. Matthew Broderick tried, but the story was too Disney. Like, here's the thing with cartoons, though, is I feel like some of the stuff that you do in a cartoon. I feel like some of the stuff that you do in a cartoon, because it is hand-drawn and animated, whether it's the characters doing incredible stunts or whatever, explosions, monsters, creatures, there's something about them that translates better to that hand-drawn animation that to me. And this is just my personal opinion, so this isn't a right or wrong. That doesn't translate as well to live action. And I think Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is one of the rare ones that does, but like the G.I. Joe movies, I'm like, those G.I. Joe movies didn't have any of the essence to me that the cartoons had at all. Like, they missed the mark so bad. And I'm like, because I just don't think you can. The big bright colors and everything that were kind of a part of that, and like, I don't know, the clean distinction of the various art and all that stuff, not to mention the big machines and everything, you know, you can draw larger than life stuff. And because it's a cartoon, you don't have to rely on CG. Like, and so now you're mixing animation and live act. So, like, stuff's just drawn as a cartoon to me for some of that, I think is, it just holds up better. I don't know, what do you think? I'm interested in a lot like that. The Mutant Turtles look too much like aliens. Mean, they had such they looked that original set of movies. They looked to me how I would kind of actually have imagined them in my imagination if they were real in my head. I just think they nailed it. And that's so rare. Mr. Magoo, by George, I tell you, that guy. Penny saved is a penny earned. Love Mr. Magoo. Quick Draw McGraw and Snagglepuss. I loved Snagglepuss. There was like the whole Dan Dastardly. Was it Dan Dastardly? There was like the, what was it? Something race? It was something about a race, wasn't it? Yeah. Dashvi accidentally deleted a message, and the message was this. The Disney Inspector Gadget movie, they made it an origin story. Do you really want to know how he became? And no, we wanted to see him fly around with a helicopter hat. No need to explain how it's possible. That's the other thing. I feel like when in movies, they try too hard to complete too much of the rest of the story. And so, in that regard, yeah, I think you did. You fucking banned her. Good job, Dash. You're fucking killing it. Undo that. We're having technical difficulties here, everybody. Dash V has broken the stream. So I'm gonna have to go over here. No, wait. Now she says she's here. So funny. Whoops. Whoopsies. Let's see. Okay, no. All that's good. I don't think you banned her. Something weird happened, but it's all good. It's all fine. But yeah, Snagglepuss was like a pink lion. He was like yeah, kind of like a pink panther, but furrier and obviously with a snaggle tooth, right? But like both the origin stories and the characters and just the animation of stuff, I feel like I mean, God forbid, look at He-Man. Okay? When I was little, He-Man, it was like God, He-Man was the best thing in the world. And I've gone back and rewatched it, and that He-Man movie at the time when we saw it, we all ate it up because, oh my God, it's He-Man anyway. But like, where were half the other creatures that were in the cartoon? And who was like, why did Man-at-Arms just become suddenly this sort of doddering old man? And like, Teela didn't look like Teela, and like, who the fuck was this little hairy goblin monster? And who the fuck was Blade with an eye patch and two? So where were all these people? Where were all the creatures that were in like the cartoons? And you're like, oh, well, like the one guy who like squashes down and jumps. Well, they couldn't do that. They couldn't do the robot guy, whatever, because the special effects budget and everything else was running out. And you're like, you watch it and you're like, this is like nothing from the like, what the fuck is with this harmonizer where they teleport to Earth and all this shit? What in the fuck are you talking about? There was never any of this on the cartoon. Well, they have to wait, make a way to really build the kids, so we need to get kids in this movie. Was that fucking Eric Stoltz? That was some pseudo-famous actor that was in that movie. Was it fucking Eric Stoltz? And to be honest, Dolph Lundgren, as much as he gets a lot of shit, was literally in that regard perfect as He-Man. I don't think you could have honestly have picked a better guy for that. Who's the guy? Who's like the other kid? Fucking Gwildor. Oh my God, I totally forgot that was Courtney Cox. Courtney Cox was in that movie. Holy shit. And this Anthony DeLonghi has been in a bunch of stuff. Like, this guy, you look at him, and he's like a weapons expert. But you go back in time and you look at that dude, and I don't think at the time I realized it because I probably was too young. But you look at, let's see. So, when he was in Masters of the Universe, So after he's in the Masters of the Universe movie, like, when did that come out? Well, that's like stunts? Or why can't I find this? A-Team, The Master, Velvet, Warren the Sorcerer, Twilight. But he was in the new Mike Hammer. He was in MacGyver. He was in Roadhouse. He was in Batman Returns. He was in Far and Away. He's in Cyber Tracker, Expect No Mercy. Like, the guy has this huge fucking list of credits. And yeah, he was Blade in the Masters of the Universe movie. But like, again, a cartoon translated to live action. And like the animation of those cartoons, I feel like they were bright and realistic. And even though a lot of the characters were adults, you could still identify with them. And I know as time went on, what they started to do is include more like kid characters, like fucking Captain Planet. Then they had the Dino Saucers, which is one of my favorite fucking cartoons. And so they had like the kid characters that team up with like the heroes or whatever so that you would identify with them more. But I feel like it wasn't necessary. Because, like, I don't know, you watch G.I. Joe or shit. You even watch like what, you watch Bugs Bunny? Like, you watch Bugs Bunny and Donald Duck and you were never like, oh, there needs to be a kid in there so like I identify with them. What the fuck is that all about? They have it as animated, not cartoon. I mean, I'm using cartoons to basically just overall encompass, I mean, animated cartoon. Was he really? No. Okay, he was on it for 6 episodes before he left the show. So he was voiced by David Coburn. He was originally supposed to be voiced by Tom Cruise, and he was all set, but pulled out at the last minute for unknown reasons. Crazy. LeVar Burton. Huh. Maybe he didn't like LeVar Burton. That wouldn't surprise me. It's fucking Tom Cruise. But yeah, like a lot of those shows, like and then anime. One of the reasons why I personally cannot stand anime, by and large. Now I know that's a broad stroke. But especially most of the anime that I feel like a lot of people talk about now, they're like these weird, like pseudo little kid. They're like little kids, but not. And I just don't. Alchemical Dreams, sup? Alchemical, how you been doing? You know, the anime stuff that I used to like, again, was the ones where they were like, I don't know, they look more like real people or whatever, like Golgo 13 or God forbid MD Geist or The Slayers or Tank Police or whatever. Like, I feel like that late 70s, early 80s stuff was far better. And maybe that's just my old man nostalgia or whatever showing, but I just the way that this stuff is animated and drawn now, I don't like it. And it's, I don't know. Maybe Tom Cruise was like, wait, I can't do this. I actually hate the planet. The robot chicken of Captain Planet, where it's just like Ted Turner going crazy and putting lipstick on his face and going, Captain Planet. It's fucking awesome. Star Blazers. Cowboy Bebop. And now I know it's not animated, but like Thunderbirds, the marionettes. Those models were fucking cool looking. And I know they tried to do, I think, some live action, whatever version of it, and it was terrible. I'm like, somewhere in the translation between that other staged, animated, acted, whatever show and the live action, the essence of what made the original thing kind of charming, I feel like it gets lost. It's like the Brundlefly thing in The Fly. It's like it loses something of its flavor, and that loss of that flavor just makes me have like no interest in it. Like Speed Racer. God, do you remember the fucking Speed Racer live action they did? Besides of which, the characters weren't always constantly going, oh! Which is part of the hilarity of Speed Racer. Everybody's just constantly going, oh! What's the matter with them? They all. Alchemical's aching. He might watch some Demon Slayer or Hunter or whatever the fuck it is. I don't know. Tank Police. The episode where the bad guys deploy the giant inflatable peepees to stop the police. I always think of the, was it Annapurna and Unipuma when the police are like on attack and they have to escape and so they come out and do like this fucking striptease, but of course they're like sex robots and then they like fucking unload with machine guns and start killing everybody. This is the first anime that you ever saw. Yeah, I mean, and like some of that stuff I like think was super cool, but they like that was like next level stuff. The childlike wonder is gone. It's just cold computer-generated crap. And that's the only thing that I will still say that I give to anime, is that they still animate it. It's not the Pixar shit. It's still actual fucking animation, which I give two big thumbs up to, because it just does not. I don't get so much like the people who are just bonkers over Shrek. I can't stand Shrek. I can't do the Pixar stuff. I just can't. WALL-E and Toy Story and all those, no. But like a cartoon, I'll watch a fucking cartoon. And I don't know why. I don't know why that is. Like I can't put my finger on why that is the. Because it seems like it should be translatable, right? Podcast folks, we'll take a break and be right back. So, we have some interesting viewpoints. King Dinosaur is with me. Black Cat says, computer generated is too fast and too noisy. I don't think it's good for the brain. Okay. Alchemical says that it would be a toss-up between Ed, and Eddie and Invader Zim, if only cartoons. Invader Zim was a good cartoon. I really liked the Tick back in the day too. It was just weird. And the Animaniacs were super inventive as well. But now here's where in Black Cat, this is not me disagreeing. I'm trying to extrapolate and investigate. So original cartoons, say the original Bugs Bunny, right? And then something, I'll even say like The Tick, right? But like G.I. Joe was hand animated, but some of that was very noisy. I mean, there were scenes where there were a million lasers all over the place and explosions and all sorts of stuff. And what I will say is that Shrek, as opposed to something like, I don't know, what is it, The Incredibles or whatever. But Shrek, even though it's computer generated, has the simple cleanliness of the old school cartoons. There isn't shit flying around all over the place. The characters are fairly big and bold and in bright colors. And so I think in that regard, they're capturing that essence of, hey, like this isn't supposed to be chaotic shit all over the place, you know? But I still don't like it. I don't know why. I just can't. It just does nothing for me. Black Cat says, I'll really blow people's minds by saying I love Crusader Rabbit. Boy, that's sure not very PC now. I don't know if I know Crusader Rabbit. Who's Crusader Rabbit? All right, we gotta look this up. Who and what is Crusader Rabbit? I mean, and I think, like, a lot of way, like, that's why, what's the one? Wow, look at that, dude. The first animated series produced specifically for television. Its main characters are Crusader Rabbit and his sidekick, Raglan T. Tiger, or Rags. 4-minute-long satirical cliffhangers. 1948. I have never heard of this before. That is wild. But speaking of, like, bold character designs, like Betty Boop and Felix the Cat, you know, black and white and very simple, like, or old school Popeye. Like, I love the old school Popeye cartoons. I didn't like the reboot of Popeye. I like the old Popeye. And like I say, I don't know. And, you know, the other thing is, like, Alchemical Mike tossing some Tom and Jerry or Looney Tunes. I mean, like, the Looney Tunes stuff is just so classic. How can you not enjoy it? But, like, that's my other problem with some of the anime, especially now, is I feel like, and this isn't meant to be a dig, but a lot of Michael Bay movies, the scenes are so overdone with CG and particle effects that it's just shit everywhere. And that's what I also don't like about some anime. Is it's just, it looks like a chaotic mess of detail. In some of the old anime, so again, I'll use like MD Geist, Golgo 13, Slayers. That stuff had, or let's even talk about stuff that was technically anime that was brought, like Voltron or Transor Z. Like those were Japanese cartoons that basically got redubbed and brought here. Like, Transor Z had some super cool monsters and enemies and stuff in it, but it was never so busy per scene that it was just like, fucking ADHD, LSD, PCP, fucking just mess of shit fucking all over the place. Like, that's why I don't like some of the new stuff, like, in terms of anime. A movie that really worked for me but should not, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. I agree. I actually think that was better than the source material. Let's be honest. Part of that was because of Mary Elizabeth Winstead, but also the other guy who played the main character, that was, like, perfect for him. Like, perfect casting. Krista's in love with Betty Boop. We all are, Krista. We all are. Boop, boop, boop. So, like, it's just wild to me. You go all the way back to Superman. And I watch the superhero movies that come out now. And they hold little to no interest to me. But going back and watching the old, what is that, Max Fleischer Superman cartoons, they are so smooth and so cool looking. And so classic, both from the simple, bold colors to the innocence of, I guess, the storylines. There is something about that that just works right. And the animation techniques and everything that they had at the time were just absolutely incredible. You read the whole graphic novel series. The movie was an excellent mashdown. Yeah, I don't think I read all of them. But I like the movie more than the graphic novels, which is wild. Because that's usually not the case. So, Dash V, that's an interesting one to bring up. Yeah, and the Popeyes. The Max Fleischer Popeyes. Like that's what I'm saying. Like, the old Popeye. They did, like, the new, there's, like, the whatever generation of Popeye that came out later. I didn't like it. There's something lost in the animation there. It's like they redesigned the character, and it's just kind of... Has anyone ever noticed Porky Pig doesn't say that's all folks anymore at the end of Looney Tunes? I don't know what happened with that. Does he not? Does he really not anymore? I can't find anything on. I mean, they have a TV trope, that's all, folks. But I don't know if it. I don't know. The only thing that I could possibly think of, Krista, is that because he stutters or whatever, that people complain. I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe they did it for time. I mean, you gotta be. Let's be honest. They want to cram so much advertising into stuff now that anything that they can cut out that is not essential to following any piece of story, they will cut out and remove and put in a fucking ad. So if they can cut out the long ending of him saying that with the credits and the music, of course they'll just drop it. They'll just snip it out at the end and fucking, no, you can just show another commercial. If you're not wearing something, Betty Boop, she's all over your room. Classic character. And even the exaggerated styling. I don't want to say like that's a precursor to some anime, because I feel like I hate playing the whole this came first, whatever game, but again, Betty Boop. Are you gonna make a live action Betty Boop? That character translation doesn't work. A lot of that stuff, again, I feel like the designs worked when they were animated, but when you make them live action, like even some of the G.I. Joe characters and the outfits. I mean, look at the X-Men and all that stuff, right? You have Wolverine with his bright yellow costume and all the rest of that. And for whatever reason, all those characters in the costumes look fine and look cool in the comic books. But then when you think about that in a live action show, yeah, what did they do? They make the X-Men movies and they're all wearing black spandex. I mean, even like the eventual Superman, like the first Superman movies, hey, that's fucking Superman. But then as time goes on, they're going to make the colors darker and grittier and put like nipple cups and all sorts of other shit on the guys. I'm like, man, see, that to me is like why it kind of doesn't work as a fucking like works as a cartoon, doesn't work as live action. And like, there's a little bit of the too detailed actually makes it worse. You know, like, yeah, because those garish colors were part of the big, bold shapes. Especially when you're younger. Big, bold, simple colors. It's, you're, like, I don't know. Droopy dog. You can imitate him well. Next time you do a stream, Dash, will you imitate him? Krista watches MeTV at 7 a.m. every morning with Toonie the Tuna and Bill the Curator. It's never shown. You should, Krista, contact MeTV and ask them why. I'm sure they have some sort of department. Send it in and go, why do you guys not do the That's All Folks anymore? That was part of the thing when I was a kid where, like, why did you cut that out? King Dinosaur can do a decent Bullwinkle. Okay, I'm also demanding some proof of this. OG Popeye. God, the old. There's this one Popeye episode. I can't remember which one it is, but like he's chasing Bluto, and there's like this vulture, and there's like a castle and mountains and everything, and he's chasing them. And the animation and the drawing is just spectacular. And again, you don't have to have too much stuff moving all over the place. Those Fleischer Superman cartoons, the animation, how smooth it is, and how realistically they move is just out of control good. Yeah, Crystal, I'm interested to hear that. Maybe there's some sort of weird licensing fragment or something. Those old Popeyes are burned into your brain. Clean-shaven man. And then Olive Oil ends up with fucking Wimpy because he's got a beard. No, I like beards now. After they fight for the whole thing to get a shave. I'm a huge Popeye fan. I actually, for one of my birthdays, when I was younger, my mom hand frosted Popeye on a cake. I mean, it's like, it's legit Popeye. So fucking cool. God, I miss that. Makes me sad thinking about it. Everybody should have at least one Popeye cake in their life. You need mashed potatoes? Now you need mashed? Black cat's hungry for mashed potatoes. I'm not talking about food. I'm talking about cartoons. Like, I think about kids' shows, and I think about the, I don't know, like, again, the anime stuff. I don't want to sound like I'm just dragging on it, but I feel like it's too busy. And I feel like there was something simple and identifiable, and especially having adult characters. Do you want your children to just watch kids' cartoons and identify with kids, or look at the adults and go, I want to be like a grown-up? I don't know. I mean, that's looking into it a little too much. I mean, it's not like you watched it and said, I want to be a talking rabbit. I mean, maybe you did. There's a lot of furries out there. If that's your thing, I guess all power to you. Like, and it's weird to me because Disney-wise, like, yeah, okay, new Mickey Mouse and Goofy and all the rest of them, but I was never really like, I don't want to say like I didn't like Disney, but like, I was into more of the Looney Tunes and the Fleischer stuff. I mean, okay, Mickey Mouse and Minnie, but like, what about Roger Rabbit? Roger Rabbit. Talk about a dude who uses personality to punch above his weight class in terms of his significant other, but that Who Framed Roger Rabbit movie is a 10 out of 10 masterpiece. In the style of capturing all of those animated characters in a mix of like a Chinatown detective story with cartoons. If you haven't seen that movie in a while, go back and watch it. It is absolutely spectacular. Between the little weasel 1920 mobster guys, it is just absolutely phenomenal. It's definitely not kid material. Now, I think we wanted it. I think I watched it when I was younger, but I didn't get it. And if you watch it now, it's holy shit. It is a 10 out of 10 movie. Absolutely alchemical. Dash V actually wanted to be a villain. He's always thinking how you could be a way better villain. If you had your own techno drone and mutagen and drill dozer transport things, you would own the world. And I feel like Shredder should have just taken Krang and just punched that thing into hamburger meat and said, dude, fuck you. I'm gonna take Mugen. I'm gonna be badass. Just drill dozer. Kind of like these turtles. Like, yeah, I get their ninjas, but all you had to do is just throw a couple canisters of fucking mustard gas down in the sewers and that would have been game over. Like, what are you doing? No, go fight them again. Get your ass kicked with your stupid foot soldiers. What a dope. The Mickey Mouse Club was the first sex ed lesson for a lot of kids. Bobby was dreamy, and so was Annette. Let's not forget, was it Annette Funicello? But like the Mickey Mouse Club, by the time when I was a kid, Mickey Mouse Club I don't think was really on much anymore. And I think a lot of the other Disney stuff, like the Disney shows, I think started to get migrated over to what, like HBO or whatever. So we never had any of that. So I always just watched like the regular cartoons that were on TV 20 or whatever was on regular television. So it's Popeye and Looney Tunes, Wacky Races, and then in the afternoon, yeah, they had what, fucking Race and the Wheeled Warriors, the Thundercats. I fucking loved Thundercats. G.I. Joe, Gem and the Holograms, Transor Z, like all sorts of crazy shit, right? Your dad had a thing for Annette? I can't blame him. Roger Rabbit is great. Almost didn't get finished. You read or saw somewhere that eventually got enough money to get finished on the condition something like that would not be attempted again by the studio. That movie was a blockbuster too, and I feel like they might have shot their own toes off because that movie ended up just being a runaway fucking hit. I mean, I remember the amount of merchandising, McDonald's toys, just fucking when that Roger Rabbit movie came out, it was Roger Rabbit fucking everywhere. Yeah, she definitely developed early. Developed. You remember Bobby and Mickey Mouse Club? You grew up with Britney Spears. Yeah, see, in that age, that era, I don't think I had access to it, so I never really watched it. To show those old Mickey Mouse clubs when you were a kid, everything you watched was already decades old. That's why I'm so weird. Oh, that's why. Oh, that's why. Oh, okay. By the way, is my glow in the dark thing isn't quite glowing as much anymore, but it's still pretty bright. King Dinosaur, I love you. I love all of you. What am I saying? Cheers. Oh, please, Sunday night, it was possible that Kurt Russell was on your diet and went to heaven. Was Kurt Russell on the Mickey Mouse Club? Was he really? Oh my God, Britney, she was a secret crush of mine. I was a closet fan for so long. We could talk for a whole episode about Britney Spears, but what a kind of fascinating person, and I really kind of have some heartfelt pity for her. Wild. Roger Rabbit was huge, but then kind of faded away. It needs a renaissance. I think like cartoons and stuff like that, they just kind of everything now is like SpongeBob SquarePants and all that shit. Like a lot of the Looney Tunes cartoons and stuff, I feel like they kind of, I don't know, have faded in general. And I think a lot of the appeal of something like Roger Rabbit was it was crazy and bright in cartoons, so it was cool for kids, but you had the nostalgic throwback for the adults and an actual compelling sort of mystery with an adult theme. So that was one of those, like, I don't want to say perfect movies that if you were like my dad at the time, you could go see it and still enjoy it. And everybody just fucking enjoyed it, right? And I feel like, I don't know if I want to say like now the superhero movies are like that, but God, they're just fucking terrible. I hate to say it. I can't do it. Roger was crazy hard to make, but nowadays with most movies being 80% green screen, it'd be a lot easier. Oh yeah. I mean, if you had to make that movie now, I mean, shit. With, yeah, computers and green screens now, that would be nothing. I mean, look at The Mandalorian. The Mandalorian was made using fucking the Unreal Engine on sets that were basically green cardboard boxes, people running around. Almost the whole rest of so much of the set and everything else was all fucking added in post. But that hand-drawn aspect, there's something about it that they just don't quite capture and do right. I don't know what it is. And I'm gonna add this last piece, and then we're gonna sort of wrap up the cartoon talk, and we can just talk for a few minutes. But that is why, when I look at the work of Ray Harryhausen, and you look at, like, I think it was the Golden Voyage of Sinbad, where they fight Kali, and you look at the way her feet move, and the way she moves her arms and everything else. It wasn't just that he was a spectacular animator. He knew how muscles and tissues and body positioning and everything else worked. And there was something about that he brought a magic to the things that he made between nostrils and eyes and stuff moving. The man was an absolute fucking wizard, bar none. And I look at a lot of the monsters and creatures now where they have a billion times the ability to create detail, but it still doesn't look as good. I don't know why that is to me. So, cheers, and that's maybe we'll revisit this topic again someday. But was just every now and then people are like, oh, what's the nightcap gonna be about? A lot of times it's just stuff I see or hear or come across during the day, and that's what happened to be today. Possibly pull on that Shrek thread too. Yeah, I mean that's like the Sh like Shrek is like. I mean, it's done and produced very well. And I feel like, again, they, of a lot of those Pixar movies, that's one of the ones that I think they did is close to making an old school cartoon using new technology. It's not too busy. It's not, I don't know, crazy fucking psychotic. But I just don't like it. I don't know what it is. I just don't like it. Harryhausen. Rest in peace, Ray. I mean, yeah, if you go back and you watch the. Actually, here's what we're gonna do. Here's what we're gonna do. We're going to quote unquote end the show. So thank you for listening and talking about this with me. We'll be back again tomorrow for another episode of the Cigar Goyle Lounge podcast. So, as we say at the end of all these episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and all that good shit, and get yourself some rest.